Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and thank you for the responses that have been given so far. So in relation to I have a few follow-ups. One is, if I listened carefully, there was an indication that for children with disabilities and children that are not necessarily English speaking, in the instances of disasters, I think accessibility is something that is taken into account well for children with disabilities, and also access to information, particularly outside of the English language, is something that is provided, as you rightly said, maybe in Spanish, but also sign languages. Can you provide us some samples or examples of that? How, if there is a documentation to highlight that as an example, that would be very useful. You also mentioned about disaggregated data on the basis of age and sex and so forth. Again, if you can, if you have that information, if you can provide it to us in writing, that would be appreciated. In relation to water and schools, as I mentioned, for example, the instances in 2023 where schools were closed because of water shortages, I just wanted to get clarity. Is the information that you provided, for example, the work that is being done with UNICEF, is it something that is planned to be done in the future, or is this something that was already done in the past? Because the logical question that will follow depending on that response is, so what were the main reasons why schools were closed, for example, in 2023 because of water shortages? So if you can reflect a bit more to help us understand, that would be appreciated. One question pertaining to health is the issue. I've heard you loud and clear about the tobacco survey and so forth. One point worth raising is the issue of obesity. Can you give us an indication about the measures that the government is taking, including in the school setting, but outside also, to address the challenge that children are facing, particularly as far as obesity is concerned? Thank you, Chair.